In studio today, special guest Kelly Tingle, Executive Director of Rotary Club of Indianapolis. Kelly, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
This is really cool. Indy Do Day, something that anyone in the Circle City can get involved with. It's spanning, what, 3 days?
3 days. The last 3 days in September, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, September 28th. 29th and 30th.
And tell it, what is Indy Do Day?
Indy Do Day is a day for every citizen in Indianapolis to be inspired to volunteer. So we are looking at upwards of 20,000 people coming together on those 3 days, volunteer and give back to their community.
That's a lot of people. 20,000.
A lot of people.
How long has this been going on?
This is the fifth year for Indy Do Day, and the Rotary Club of Indianapolis has had it as our signature service project now for 4 years, and we are just so delighted to be able to inspire good in the community and recognize the good that's already being done. There are so many people out there every day volunteering, and we want to highlight that, and we want to encourage more people to do even more around the city on those 3 days.
Give me an example then, Kelly. If somebody wants to get involved, what's a service project for Indy Do Day?
What do you do for Indy Do Day? Well, there's a couple ways to get involved. First of all, if you're just not sure, check out our website, www.indydoday.org. We've got a great list there of amazing projects. Everything from painting picnic tables for the Indianapolis Park System. You know, if you like to move mulch, you can do that. But there's also some cool things like writing thank you notes for nonprofits. So there's something for everybody to get engaged in. So if you're not sure what to do, check out the website. But you can also volunteer with your own favorite organizations. You can do something with your family. My daughter and I, every year, we bake brownies and we take them to our local fire department.
Oh, nice.
And that's doing something because you're showing recognition and love in the community for our first responders. So the idea is just to get out and do. Do it with your colleagues at work. Do it with your friends. Do it with your house of faith. We just want to activate the city and get them engaged and energized and see what good can happen.
That is really inspiring. I think, as you touched on just a moment ago, people do volunteer every day here in Indianapolis. And the sky's the limit. It sounds like the way you're describing it. There may be people that are doing this already, but what a great day to, or days, because it is over 3 days, to kind of expand that. And maybe, you know, maybe you bring on a friend or a coworker and kind of just let it grow.
Absolutely. For businesses, what we see is the more successful a business, the more engaged their employees are with the business and the community. Mm-hmm. So it's a great way to retain and attract employees. So if you're looking at bottom line, engagement is a great way. If you're looking to encourage your teenagers to connect more with the community, it's a great way to teach them about the ways of the world. So there's so many elements to this. And really, even though Indy Do Day is 3 days, what we see is over those 3 days, there becomes a lasting impact. So, for example, last year, the American Red Cross did a home fires campaign. So they installed smoke detectors in homes around the city with volunteers.
Wow.
We know of 2 home fires that were alerted because of those smoke detectors that went in on Indy Do Day.
That's incredible.
We know that a few years ago, a team of folks volunteered at a local IPS school and just helping them out, doing some things. And in talking with people on Indy Do Day, they realized that that organization needed a food pantry. So that organization, that business actually adopted that school and created a food pantry that made an impact year-round. So Indy Do Day is certainly about those 3 days of service, but it's about what can happen after that. And the impact and the incredible efforts that happen on those 3 days are really an opportunity to shine throughout the year.
Those are incredible stories. They really are. And I think there's so many people in our listening audience that it's almost like a challenge now.
Yes.
Let's get involved with Indy Do Day. As you mentioned, Kelly, there are great, whether there are groups that they're already involved in, their neighborhood and what have you, especially like the teenagers aspect and the younger people, because put them to work, as I say, and what a great way to get them early. I was just talking with some fellow dads, friends of mine the other day. At an early age, I can remember my parents, they instilled that, kind of the volunteering vibe and knowing that it's our community. How can you help? So Indy Do Day is awesome. Again, Executive Director of Rotary Club of Indianapolis, Kelly Tingle. By the way, social media, is there a hashtag, anything
totally
that we want to remember?
Indy Do Day. We'll make it simple. We are on Twitter. We are on Facebook. We're out there. So Indy Do Day, check us out. Follow us, like us, share us, tweet us.
Cannot wait for it. It's going to be awesome. September 28th through the 30th. Kelly, count us in. I'm sure a lot of our WJJK listeners, they're going to take advantage of it.
Fantastic. Thanks.